welcome to the Catholic News Update for December the 9th. Sister Josephine Mitchell, RSJ, Director of Mary McKill East Timor Mission at St. Mary's in the Catholic Diocese of Parramatta, has been named one of the four New South Wales finalists in the Senior Australian of the Year Awards. Mary McKill E-News has reported on Sister Josephine's award, which recognises those Australians aged 60 and over who continue to achieve and contribute. The prestigious year-round program culminates in the announcement of the National Award recipients in Canberra on Australia Day Eve. Since Mary McKillop first came to the St. Mary's District in 1880, the Sisters of St. Joseph have been a constant presence, living out her vision and assisting the poor and marginalised through her work of education. House in what was originally a convent, the Mary McKillop East Timor Mission at St. Mary's was established in 1994, as the Australian base for the mission of the Josephite Sisters in East Timor, providing much-needed service in health and education. Throughout the city of Rome, there are many piazzas, ranging from Piazza Navona and Piazza Venezia. All of them have their own stories. Rome's newest piazza has been dedicated to the Catholic lay group, the Knights of Columbus. The Supreme Knight of the Knights of Columbus, Carl Anderson, said that we're going to be more dedicated and more present in Rome, continue our work, and really when we look to the question of globalization today, globalization really means not nations coming together as much as people coming together. The group has a special history in the city. In World War II, they helped to maintain relations between the Vatican and the United States. After the Allies bombed Rome for the second time, the Knights of Columbus helped to deliver a letter from Pope Pius XII to President Roosevelt, personally asking that Rome be spared from Allied bombing. The Knights also helped to provide education and kept playgrounds open during the war. The mayor of Rome, Gianni Alemano, has said, "The Knights of Columbus achieved in many ways of mitigating the effects of war on our city, and when it was time to begin building a new bridge between the US and Italy, it was at that moment that the work of the Knights of Columbus began to grow in our territory. Now stands the Plaza of the Knights of Columbus. Visitors and tourists to the piazza can now read about the Knights of Columbus and the hand that they played in helping to save the Eternal City." Father Michael Kennedy was the youngest in a family of 9 children. Now at 43, he is about to become the youngest bishop in Australia. Last night, Pope Benedict XVI appointed Father Kennedy of the Bishop of Armidale following the resignation of Bishop Luke Matthies, who is 75 and has reached retirement age. Father Michael said of his new appointment, "I am both honoured and humbled to have been chosen to be a successor of the Apostles and the Bishop of Armidale, and my hope is to be a true shepherd and teacher of the people of Armidale, so together we may grow in faith and build up the body of Christ." He also expressed his surprise and joy at the appointment, and as bishop-elect, asked for the faithful of Armidale to pray for him. Bishop Matthies is delighted Father Kennedy has been nominated as his successor. He told reporters that, "It is particularly pleasing that he comes from a rural background and will be familiar with the needs of a country diocese." He says, adding that the priests, religious and laity of the Diocese of Armidale joined him in warmly welcoming the Wagga Wagga born and bred priest as their new bishop. No date has yet been set for the installation of Bishop-elect Kennedy, who is the fourth bishop to be appointed to dioceses across Australia by His Holiness since the beginning of the year. A committee of Parliament has questioned plans by the British government to amend the law that bars Catholics from the line of succession to the Crown. The Political and Constitutional Reform Committee offered a generally favourable assessment of the changes, which would lift the long-standing rule that a British sovereign cannot be married to a Catholic. The new rules retain the requirement that the King or Queen cannot be a Catholic, since the monarch is by law the head of the Church of England. Parliamentary committee pointed out that the new policy raises new problems, since a monarch who married a Catholic would presumably be required by the Church to promise that any children would be heirs to the throne, would be raised as Catholics. Thus, under the new rules, the children of a king or queen could be excluded from the line of succession in that scenario. The committee also noted that the new rules that stipulate that male and female children will be treated equally in the line of royal succession raise questions about how the sexes should be treated in inheritance of other titles to British nobility. And that's all for today's Catholic News Update. I'm Natalie Ambrose, for the last time reporting for Jason Rushton. God bless.